This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here today on the Living Arts of Tulsa podcast, and I'm very happy and very grateful to have the opportunity today to be visiting with CJ Ward. CJ, thanks so much for taking the time with me. I appreciate this.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Certainly. And what I thought I would do is I first of all wanted to take a moment and honor your work and also honor your participation in the current exhibit at Living Arts, and it's definitely very appreciated. And I thought I would start out the conversation by asking you to share a little bit, just in your own words, about what your work means to you at a deeper level.
My work to me means passion, means purpose. You know, most of my background has been education, specifically counseling and mental health. So, you know, most of the things that I do is community oriented, and also, you know, bringing out the best of self.
Yeah, thank you so much. And then I was going to ask a little bit just about your artistic perspective and anything, if someone were to ask you, you know, about the artwork, you know, that you create, it would be just really interesting to hear anything that you might share about that, you know, as far as how you look at the world through that work that you do.
I've had the opportunity to have a lot of great conversations with a lot of people from, you know, the youth, from, like I said, most of my background has been in education as far as professional wise. So from K through 12, all the way up to the elders. I've had a lot of conversations, and you know, a lot of people sometimes may feel that their voice is never heard, or they never really have a chance to really speak. So just based on the conversations I've had, I try to bring that to the forefront, especially through art.
Yeah, thank you so much. And if I could ask you, just and not to put you on the spot at all, just anything that you might share as far as how those conversations have changed your perspective in any way, or change the way that you look at the world. Is there anything that you might share, you know, just about the effect on you that you that some of those conversations or some of the more formative ones that you had have possibly changed you in some way?
They have changed me, you know, hopefully for the best. You know, I definitely, you know, try to push that way. But it made me more empathetic, and also broadened my horizons. You know, there's a lot of things you may see from just your perspective, but once you're able to see things from other people's perspective, I think you're better able to see everything for a whole and see where you, the role and the part you play within that. So,
yeah, thank you so much. And then I was also going to ask if you wanted to share a little bit about the work that you have, you know, that you have in this current, as far as in this current exhibit at Living Arts, would be wonderful to hear anything that you might share about that.
So that project came about very new information to me. You know, I definitely believe in everyone being a, you know, student for life. So I'm always, you know, trying to learn and, you know, expand, you know, my mental capacity. But I think I came across the Tulsa race massacre probably, I want to say 8 years ago or so. And I was like, how is this the first time that I'm hearing about this or learning about this?
Yeah.
So, you know, once I did my information about it, you know, I continued to, you know, kind of stay abreast of, you know, a few things surrounding that. But I visited Tulsa in November 2019. And once I came, I was like, I have to go see, you know, Greenwood District, Black Wall Street, just from, you know, the research that I've done. And once I did that, I was like, you know what? Since my background is mostly in education, counseling, and mental health, what is the results of the trauma that has happened from, you know, this 100 years and, you know, everything that's been involved? So I came there and I visited and I was like, okay, well, I believe in being a traveler. So, you know, I try to go around as many places and have conversations with people. So once I got to Tulsa, I was like, you know what? This wasn't what I, you know, expected as far as, in a good way. I just wanted to see the community and some of the moving parts. And shortly after that, I learned about the Tulsa Remote Program. And I'm just at a stage right now, I've been doing a lot of doctoral research, things of that nature. So I learned about the Tulsa Remote Program. I was like, well, I could do a year. Why not? You know, let me go see see this wonderful city, right? So. You know, from there, once they accepted me into the program, which shout out to, you know, Tulsa Remote for the acceptance. Once I was there, I was able to do more trauma-informed care. Actually got on with OU, it's the National Resources National Resource Center for Youth Services. Mm. I worked with them for at least 6 months, and definitely, dealt with that, particular subject. So just everything that, I'm speaking about, I just say that, the work that I put forward with that was based on the conversations I've had with people, and also being involved in the community, and also just want to play my part.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I really do honor that. And I was going to ask you as well, just what it has been like, since you've arrived in Tulsa, just what this has been like for you, and as far as any experiences you might share, or just, anything that's been really memorable for you.
Well, I will say there's been a lot of the people that have, embraced me as a transplant into the area. I really appreciate them. It's been, kind of different experience. I used to live in Texas. Also used to live in Arkansas, so that's not too far. I'm originally from Kentucky, so I'm kind of on that Bible Belt, so there was a lot of similarities and familiar sites, but there also were some, a chance for new things. I'm a nature's man, so, I've taken advantage of, Turkey Mountain and a few other places. So it's been a good experience. I'm able to really, be on the forefront and, see how Tulsa is. So it's been good.
Yeah. And I was wondering too, if by chance it has living here or spending more time here, has that possibly affected just how you have seen, the effect of the past 100 years on the community? And
After studying trauma, for a period of time, I could see some of the effects, and actually being able to see it in person allowed me to be at least, a little bit more empathetic. At least I try to be. And, going forward, taking my experience and, kind of putting the pieces together and hopefully, piecing something together that, will help the community and, the city as well.
Yeah, thank you. And I was going to ask you just in terms of, with the different events that were going on, over the past 2 or 3 weeks, actually maybe longer than that now, I was just going to ask, when you look to the future, if there's anything that you see in terms of, I didn't know if you see healing or just anything that you might share, just as you look to the future yourself personally.
Well, I'll say, with the mantra of, the U.S., united we stand, divided we fall. The way that we can make that work and also bring some healing, we have to work together. There's a thing that I say. Do me a favor. Put your hands up like this.
Right now. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So what's the biggest difference between the two pictures?
Well, I'm trying to think here. We're definitely both human beings.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Well, what else is different though?
Yeah. The skin color. Is it?
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now this is the thing. If we continue to go back and forth about, okay, your skin color may be a certain skin color, mine's another.
Yeah.
We continue to clash. We do me a favor. Turn it around.
Yeah.
So you turn it around.
Yeah.
There we can connect.
Yeah.
That's how we heal. That's how we get over.
Yeah. Wow, CJ. I love that. I love that. And I was going to ask you too. And I've always sensed that is it really about finding it more about finding the fact that we all are souls, that we all have this human consciousness. We all feel the same feelings. And yeah,
I tell you, I was able to, blessed to have friends at a young age. And it wasn't until I went to school that I found out, dang, I had white friends. Like they were just my friends, right? So when we tap into education, and as far as self-education and also education for others as well, just we gain a wider grasp of others as well, I think we're able to connect more. So it really is based on the education, at least from my opinion.
Yeah, I love that. And I was going to ask you too, it sounds like I had never really thought about this before, but in terms of when you said the word conversations, Is this really in a lot of ways about just the power of us being able just to speak about these things and not avoid it and just be able to actually speak from the heart? I don't know if that's an oversimplification, but
I think you summed it up well. You know, conversation, I believe, is just, you know, if you kind of look at it like a tennis match, you know, yeah. I may hit the ball and I hit it back. We just have a conversation rather than, you know, I'm just hitting the ball, not expecting it to return. So, you know, I named the title of the Conscientious Conversation because I think it goes further than surface level. But those that are willing to go deeper,
yeah,
will be the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to ask you too. I mean, sometimes I was just curious if you just had anything, you know, just from your own viewpoint and your own experiences, if those conversations sometimes are a little more difficult for people, or I don't know if you've ever experienced, sometimes people are maybe afraid to have, I don't know if people are sometimes are afraid to have those conversations.
You know, change is hard.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people really don't want change because, you know, you have to get out of your comfort level.
But
I think, you know, like that's the saying, you know, sometimes it may get worse before it gets better. Have those difficult conversations. As long as we're able to have a conversation, hit back and forth, I think it'll go well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm assuming is listening a big part of that as well. I wonder if sometimes, I know as humans, sometimes it's so, and I feel like this is a human universal, no matter where we're from or no matter what we look like, is it sometimes that we're so busy, we want to say whatever we want to say and make sure that we're having our opinion heard, that I wonder if sometimes if that really gets in the way, you know, instead of just listening. And yeah,
I think, you know, we were given two ears and one mouth for a reason. I think we should, you know, listen twice as much as we speak. So, you know, but once again, like I said, it's just opinion based. But, you know, I think that if people really hurt people and not just hurt them to respond, but actually hurt them or listen to them to understand, I think that really goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. I have to tell you that these are some things that are really, really reaching me. And I'm just so appreciative, CJ. In fact, I was going to ask, I just really wanted to, you know, to open up the floor. If there's anything that you possibly would just want to share, not to put you on the spot, but at this point, I'm just so appreciative of what you shared. If there's anything else that you might want to speak to or share with people who are viewing or listening, I definitely appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll just say, you know, to anyone, if you haven't attended the exhibit, definitely go see the exhibit. You know, definitely, you know, speak to, you know, the staff at Living Arts of Tulsa, wonderful people. You know, I appreciate them for, you know, allowing me to come in. And as well as not only that, just, you know, be supportive and truly, you know, be a part of the community. I think that, you know, we all have a story. We all have things that we can contribute. And we also have an opportunity, especially right now, to connect and bridge, not just from a particular, I guess, standard or whatever else, but sometimes change may be difficult, but sometimes change can be good.
Yeah, thank you so much, because I feel like that is, to me, that is like, it's like medicine. It's medicine for my ears, you know, it's medicine for the soul, just knowing that you're right, sometimes it is difficult, but there really is something good on the other side of that. Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And if I could, I guess the last thing I did have a question that just kind of came up, just kind of popped in, you know, just kind of came up intuitively. If I could ask you, you know, what it was like for you when you walked into, you know, after the exhibit opened, and just I'm not sure, you know, when exactly you were there for the first time, just anything that you might share about your own personal experience, you know, seeing your work with the other work that was there, and just anything that you might share in terms of what it felt like for you.
So, well, I attended the opening. I wanted to make sure I was there and I was
supportive.
But one thing that I did notice when I went in, I was able to have an opportunity to meet some volunteers, also the other artists that were involved, and just having open people and people that were thinking more than just surface level. They're appreciative of the art. And also I was looking at some of the art pieces. I was like, I just feel honored just to be included. So it was just a good experience. So
yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. And I really do. I cannot thank you enough for being here today and just sharing your heart and you know, speaking about your perspective and your experiences here. And definitely it's wonderful to have you here in Tulsa, and so glad that you were a part of this exhibit. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out. Like I said,
absolutely. It was great to meet you.
Conversation, so.
Certainly. Thank you.